Next is a progress note on a patient named Mary Jankowski. Last name is spelled J-A-N-K-O-W-S-K-I. The place was the Pines of Burton Memory Care North. Date was June 6, 2022. Okay. I was asked to see Mrs. Jankowski. Because she had a fall with severe ecchymosis of the left hand, period. She does have Alzheimer's disease. And also a history of asthma. Change it not as a sciasthenia. And is obese. The parents of Jankowski fell last night and she developed severe ecchymosis of the left hand, period. It was very swollen and she resists anyone manipulating it, period. Her hand grip is extremely weak, period. She can't use it as well, period. She needed her other hand to help with picking up her coffee, period. She missed the pain there, period. It was very puffy, period. She does have a good radial pulse, period. She denies any other major symptoms from the fall, period. Her dementia is moderate to severe. Her assistance is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, leg pain, hip pain, or other complaints, period. An examination is not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 115 over 66. Pulse was 66. The spite rate was 18. Head and neck was unremarkable. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, longitudinal gallop, no murmur. Musculoskeletal. The left hand is extremely puffy and swollen, period. He has limited function, period. Paragraph assessment plan. It appears to have an injury to the hand. And I will order an x-ray to see if there's any possible fracture, period. Her grip is slight, but not nearly as strong as the other hand, period. Her dementia appears baseline, period. She now has available Tylenol, 2.5 milligrams every 4 hours needed for pain, period. Is on Depakote for mood. Cancel that. Cancel that about Depakote for mood. She's on Lorazepam if needed for anxiety. She's actually using very little medication, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.